WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Deadly fireworks, evac on hold. I'm Elliot Francis. No word yet on what touched off a massive explosion at a major fireworks market near Mexico City. 29 people were killed. Reid Binion reports.
A series of deadly explosions ripping through a fireworks market north of Mexico City Tuesday. Bystanders desperately running for their lives.
To tell you the truth, I do not know how I ran out of here. Everything was so horrible.
The blasts leaving dozens of people dead and scores more injured. The town of Tultepec is known for its pyrotechnics industry, and the popular San Pablito market would have been very crowded heading into the holidays, leaving loved ones of those missing fearing the worst.
We have been calling the hospitals, and they haven't given us any information.
I'm Reid Binion.
Syrian activists say the last buses evacuating rebels and civilians from Aleppo have been delayed for nearly 24 hours. Reasons for the delay aren't clear. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 60 buses are waiting to leave right now with some 3,000 evacuees. I'm Elliot Francis. Post-election barbs are flying again between the Trumps and Clinton camps. Bob Costantini reports.
He doesn't know much. No, he doesn't know much. A war of words along those lines has broken out between former President Bill Clinton and President-elect Donald Trump. Mr. Clinton was quoted in a local New York newspaper as telling a bookstore crowd, Mr. Trump only knows how to get angry white men to vote for him. The former president also cast blame on FBI Director James Comey for reviving the email probe just days before the election. In response, the president-elect took to Twitter, saying Mr. Clinton doesn't know much about how to get voters out in vital swing states, even with an unlimited budget. Bob Costantini, Washington.
In London, police say they'll be putting road closures in place around Buckingham Palace beginning today whenever the popular changing of the guard takes place there. Big crowds, of course, gather to watch the ceremony daily. In the wake of Monday's truck attack in Berlin, they've sped up implementing the road closure plan in order to keep those spectators safe. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. The district is now the fifth jurisdiction in the country to put together a paid leave program for workers, paid for by a new payroll tax.
8 weeks to care for a newborn, six for a family member, and two for yourself. Councilmember Alyssa Silverman led the charge.
It's going to be great for our city. It's going to be great for our working families.
There were plenty of reservations, including from Councilmember Mary Che, who's voting for it, but says
it may even be something that we will come to regret.
Opposition's more vehement from Councilmember LaRuby May.
Give a significant portion of this tax to people outside of the district is unconscionable.
The margin's veto-proof over Mayor Bowser, who says she will not sign it. A last-minute push to replace the new payroll tax with tax credits was rejected. At the Wilson Building, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Republicans in the Virginia House say they plan to take steps to tighten the state's welfare system. When the General Assembly convenes next month, GOP lawmakers will introduce legislation that would, among other things, impose stricter work requirements, set earlier cutoff dates for long-term recipients, and restrict food stamps. Well, if it feels like it's a little more crowded in D.C. these days, that's because it is.
D.C.'s population has hit a 40-year high. City officials say more than 681,000 people now live in the district, which is a number not seen since the 70s. The numbers find roughly 900 people are moving to D.C. every month. The city says its population has grown over 13% since April of 2010, when the last census count took place. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Antoine Wilson has been confirmed as the new head of D.C. Public Schools. He was previously superintendent in Oakland, California. He was confirmed for the job in D.C. by the council yesterday. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,975, the Nasdaq at 5,484. Sports, college basketball, Maryland wins, Virginia Tech wins. The Wizards are in Chicago tonight, the Caps are in Philadelphia. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Recently, the weather has been mild, but winter is right around the corner and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. ARS Rescue Router is here to make sure your system is ready to handle anything winter throws at it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router. You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And off to a pretty good start, Virginia Beltway. You'll see a bit of activity, though, along the right side if you're heading on the outer loop approaching 66. Overnight road work had that ramp to go west on 66 shut down, and watching the crews pick up the cones now to reopen that ramp. So again, just caution as you approach outer loop at 66. Continuing beyond that and over toward I-95, 395 in good shape, 395 good across the 14th Street Bridge. Each direction on the freeway, quiet. Maryland, 270, 95, and 29 now pushing down to the Beltway without any early troubles. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good travel weather over the next few days. If you are going to be heading on out early for the Christmas holiday, clouds mix up with sunshine this morning, clouds and sun 48 later. Tonight down to 35 outside the Beltway, colder. A few clouds around in 51 tomorrow. On Friday, a few clouds in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 22 in Centerville, 25 in Germantown, 30 degrees in Washington. The death toll continues to climb in that explosion in the Mexico City fireworks market. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is 5:07. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Scotty Nell Hughes is here sitting in for Brian, and we're already getting into it.
Of course.
I'm losing my voice arguing with you this morning.
Good. More time for me.
So wrong about everything. 6:35, Eric Melito. He is with the American Petroleum Institute. Obama, with the stroke of his pen, cuts off oil drilling in much of America offshore. We'll talk about that. 7:05, Jared Meyer. Why should Maryland force Uber to fingerprint drivers? Jared thinks it's a bad idea. At 7:35, it's Jared Hour, as Jared Wallace Simmons from the Daily Mail reports in from Berlin on the manhunt for that terrorist. And then at 8:05, Ed Lazare, he is the executive director for the Fiscal Policy Institute here in D.C., talk about the new Paid Family Leave Act in the District of Columbia. I'm Larry O'Connor, and I am with the aforementioned Scotty Nell Hughes.
Good morning.
I can't say your name without an accent.
You have to. Yeah, but this is, you know, I keep being told that Washington, D.C. is in the South. We are
south of the Mason-Dixon line. You betcha.
Well, I know you're south of the
Mason. Oh, you want
me
to prove that we're in the South? Let's have a debate about the Confederate flag.
Well, I don't want to talk.
Guarantee you.
You know what? Being in the South, we're beyond the Confederate flag, okay?
Well, but you are a Southern woman.
I am.
You are in Tennessee.
I am.
Right? And you were raised as a Southern woman.
Absolutely.
And I am told that Southern...
By two Yankees.
Women are, in general, women are the more compassionate, more tolerant, more genteel. The type of people who can engage in a debate and an argument and not let things get overheated and always keep it classy, always keep it above board, right? That's what I understand, Southern women in particular, but women in general. So explain to me this new study that I'm reading that shows that if you are to be unfriended on Facebook, if conversation is to be shut down on social media in an abrupt way where someone will no longer engage with you in discussion anymore because of news or politics, more often than not, the person who is shutting off conversation and unfriending you is a woman. Even more so, a Democrat woman. What, can you please explain that? In fact, ladies, if you're out there right now, and I know you are, could you give us a call and explain how this has happened to you? 888-630-9625. According to this brand new study, Democrat women will shut you down on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and unfriend you and never engage with you again if you have a disagreement over politics. Has it happened to you? And why do you think that is? Why do you think women are the ones who will do that? 888-630-9625. Scotty, I ask you because you happen to be one of those women I just described. But aren't I right that, you know, Democrats all say they're the compassionate ones. They're the ones who are interested in a dialogue of ideas and a free exchange of ideas. They're the ones who are compassionate, especially Democrats and women, right? So is this your experience? You get into a lot of fights on social media. Do you see that women, especially women on the left, are the ones who are the least tolerant out there?
Absolutely. This has been the ongoing double standard, the hypocritical do as I say, not as I do left. Open-mindedness only comes as long as you're open to what I believe. And this is one of the reasons that I think Hillary Clinton lost. You know, when you look at women, we might forgive, but we don't forget. And I think liberal women go, you know what? I'm just not going to fight you. Either I'm going to call you a name and I'm going to shut you down. And it's ignorance is bliss almost. If I don't know your there, then you don't exist. And more importantly, your beliefs do not exist. And I don't have to feel any guilt for any hate that I drive your way. This is the hate that's gone towards conservative women from day one.
Yeah,
the feminist story has been, you know, how dare you not vote for Hillary Clinton? She shattered the glass ceiling. You as a woman, you're anti-feminist because you are not supporting her. Because you're another female. Mm. That is the double standard that exists right now. And that's what this election proved, that line does not work.
Well, you're absolutely right that conservative women bear the brunt of the most vicious attacks, I think.
But we don't have the defense. Not only the most, I think vicious attacks are all around. We don't have, nobody
but
comes to our defense.
You look at what was said about Sarah Palin eight years ago, the horrible things that was said about her. And there was some defense, but you're right, there wasn't much defense.
We don't have a line.
And to be fair, she didn't do a great job defending herself at the time, but come on, would you make that same argument about a woman on the left? Of course not, but that seems to be the argument that people say to throw Sarah Palin under the bus.
Great case and example. Last week, we had a woman who, a journalist who actually worked for a well-known publication, tweet out something just horrible about concerning a relationship, but concerning Donald Trump and his daughter. And obviously the publication let her go, rightfully so.
What public, you know what this is? I'll find it.
Yeah, I'll let you do that. I'll let you do that one. But let her go. But within hours, you had tweets from journalists across the liberal media saying she's right in what she said. She's expressing her First Amendment. Even though this tweet was very vulgar, very lewd, but the liberal mecca of journalism just surrounded her in love. Yet, those of us on the conservative side, we say something even slightly that might be, you know, non-politically correct or anything, and we're out there on our own, bared for the flogging. And I think that it's the demonization of it. I call it vote shaming right now. We are in the stage, especially with women, we are being vote shamed because we supported Trump and not Hillary Clinton.
By the way, the journalist in question was a photojournalist named Julia Ioffe. I'm pronouncing her name that way. It's Ioffe. I'm sorry if I mispronouncing it. And she worked with Politico. Politico has severed ties with her because she tweeted out something that suggested an incestuous relationship.
But have no fear. She already got picked up by another liberal rat. Well, Politico are considered to be liberal all the time. But
well, sure.
She's already gotten picked up by a very liberal rag. I don't know for sure.
Well, you're right, though, in terms of there being a double standard about what you can say in the public sphere about a Republican versus a Democrat. But I'm bringing it back to the social media thing, because this is the world. Listen, you're in the media. You engage with other journalists. What about you? You are engaging with your sister-in-law. You're engaging with your hairdresser. You're engaging with your kid's teacher on social media. And if you have a political disagreement, according to this study, you are three times more likely to have a relationship come to an end if you're engaging in a disagreement with a Democrat woman. And I need to understand why that is. When a statistic comes in like this, it's more than just an anomaly. There's a reason, and I think that it has to do with possibly the way arguments are based in emotion versus
fact.
Logic and fact.
And truth.
And when you have an emotional argument, an emotional connection to a political position, and someone disagrees with you, that you take it as a personal attack. And I think that's why Democrat women in general are cutting things off. Maybe I'm wrong. You tell me. Andre in Annandale, you're first up on WMAL. Good morning, Andre.
Hey, good morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
great
Christmas.
Conversation, great topic. I just wanted to point out that the research on conformity points to both youth and women as being the most pushed towards conformity by their peer group. So if you look at this with a political twist, you might find that you might say that conservatives are more inoculated to the opposite argument, or as a Democrat, especially women or young, feel more, they feel the need to conform and defend their position, like you said, more based on emotion. But also they're not exposed to the counter-arguments as much as the opposite part of the conservatives or the Republicans. So I think that's probably why you see a lot of that. I think it holds true.
I think that may be it. Scotty, I want to hear it. Thank you, Andre. I'd love to hear from you as well on this. 888-630-9625. I know you have more to say. Just a moment. I want to hear exactly what you, and I want to tell a story about a friend of mine who had this happen to her. And also another thing that might explain why Democrat women are the ones to cut off relationships. It has to do with women scorned. You know the old thing they say about a woman scorned. Well, maybe these women who didn't win the election, their candidate didn't win the election, they're feeling like they've been scorned. We'll raise that aspect of it as well in a moment. More of your calls, 888-630-WMAL. It is 515. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Whitten, never scorned, but always our friend. Mm-hmm. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
That's it. I've had enough of this.
All right. 270. Good. We are off to a nice, easy start. I'll take you on to the Bethesda area outside of the Beltway, just off of River Road. A stretch of Bradley Boulevard remains closed. So it's just going to be north of River Road, Bradley Boulevard, and Kendale Road. That's closed in each direction. Had an accident that brought down a utility pole. So you see the crews at the scene there. Other than that, really not too much to tell you about coming in from the west in Virginia. That starts off just fine. 95, 395, 210, Route 4, Route 5, all up to the Beltway and heading into town. Nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny day today with clouds mixed in there, high of 48 degrees. Tonight we'll have a few clouds with a low of 35. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, getting warmer, 51 degrees tomorrow. I bet you're wondering what it's going to be like on Christmas Day. All right, I'll give you a little hint. Right now on Sunday, we're looking at a mix of sun and clouds with a high in the low 50s here in the nation's capital. It's going to be a little cold, but moderate. Right now it's 30 degrees at 5:16.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Hi. Scotty Hughes is in for Brian Wilson. We're talking about why women, Democrat women in particular, are more inclined to end a relationship on social media. Real quick before I throw it over to you, think about this for a minute. You know, when a woman feels like she's been cheated on, her temper can be pretty nasty. My understanding is, I would never know from personal experience, but I've certainly heard about it. And one thing that you don't want to do is be disloyal to a woman, because women value loyalty in their friendships and their relationships. That's a very important thing. And I think that's a great thing about women, by the way. I love that about women. I believe that this election, people, I think a lot of women who were Democrats and wanted Hillary Clinton to be president, when they woke up Wednesday morning and found out that that dream did not come true, they felt cheated out of something. They felt like, and if you're a woman and you voted for Donald Trump, you were disloyal to those Democrat women. And I think that's part of what's going on here. If you did that, then you are out of my life, period.
Absolutely. And that's what I want to ask the women that are listening. I know you've got a lot going on right now. I get it. You probably are getting kids up, man out the door, you yourself are getting dressed for work. But I have to ask you, women, after this last year, was there something you did that actually helped, that maybe preserved a friendship that you knew was going to be cut off over politics? How did you handle that argument?
How did you avoid someone?
How did you save it? Because this is one thing we do need to learn, because this divide is not healing on its own right now. That's the one thing I'm noticing, Larry. Still divided.
Is this one of these asking for a friend situations,
Scotty? This is. How did you keep your friendship? How did you keep your family members? And we're going to talk about later on about how you survived this weekend, as those conversations are going to happen again.
Yeah.
But what is that piece of advice? You know, how, when you saw it going south pretty quickly on social media, or even in your conversations around the water cooler and the carpool lines, how were you able to stop that conversation from happening?
Yeah, were you able to nip it in the bud?
Because nobody wants to see two women fighting in the carpool line over politics. Even in Washington, D.C., that does not appeal.
Wait a second. It sounds like you actually witnessed something specifically in the...
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
David in Hillside, you're next up on WMAL. What do you say, David?
Hello.
Hey.
Merry Christmas to y'all, but I befriended my cousin on Facebook, female cousin. Only because she told me that Jeff Davis was never the president and never her president, and that her two favorites were Obama and Lincoln. I said, well, mine are Reagan and Davis, and so we've never spoken again. She sends me Christmas cards at get put away and never opened.
Wow. All right, David. Well, listen, it's sad that a family member then also unfriends you, too. Here's the thing. Now, and I appreciate the call. I would respectfully disagree with David about naming Jefferson Davis as a favorite president. But I would never unfriend. If he was a friend of mine, I wouldn't say, okay, we can no longer be friends. And this is what, and again, to bring it back to Democrats, because, see, to me, part of the richness of my life is that I have people from all walks of life, from all political persuasions, all everything, race, religion, sexual preference. They're all part of our lives because that's what this planet is all about. We all have everyone in the world, hopefully, especially through social media, in a way, part of our lives. Because I would disagree with somebody about Jefferson Davis being the president of the United States, which he wasn't. He was not the president of the United States, obviously, and certainly not someone that I would hold up as a favorite politician or president, then suddenly I can't be your friend? That's what I don't understand. And Democrats are supposed to be the ones about tolerance and understanding.
We're supposed to have this conversation. I always said that when we go silent, we have problems. And if there's one thing this election season has taught us, is that we do have to look at they're actually, okay, ready for this? And I'm a strong conservative. There are things that the Democrats have right, and there's things that they do good, and that's a strong conservative saying that. But there's also a lot of things that we do right, and we've got to start learning and respecting and not just completely wiping the slate just because I don't like one thing about you. I'm completely wiping you out of my world. That does not grow our country. Yeah. And that's what social media we're supposed to be having, is the engagement of actually listening and learning from either sides.
I don't disagree with you at all on that, Scotty.
Can I get that copied again?
But here is maybe the only thing this morning.
Probably.
But so let's bring it back to what's going on in this town right now as the new administration is forming. Because first of all, the Democrats, you know, they've kept Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. So they're just retrenching. There is, you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. They're going to keep with the same arguments. And Team Clinton, as we discussed yesterday, are trying to find every reason to blame for their loss instead of actually looking at themselves and what maybe they did wrong. So we've got their position right now. They're not certainly looking to try to mend fences and find common ground. But then the Trump administration, I know that it's very satisfying for Republicans to see Trump basically do what Obama did 8 years ago and say, hey, I won. Get in the back of the bus. I'm driving now. But who's going to be the first one to step forward and say, you know what? Let's put this behind us.
But did he really do that? That's why we've seen this great, I call it White House Apprentice, where you've got these people coming in for the camera. I mean, I don't remember Barack Obama inviting in Sean Hannity. I don't remember our other conservative leaders. But yeah, we've seen Al Gore. We've seen Democrats purposely go in front of the cameras and be shown that at least Trump is meeting with them. Let's give peace a chance.
All right. More of your calls on this in a moment. Why are Democrat women more likely to cut off a friendship over political disagreements? It's 5:23.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. We'll be making New Year's resolutions very soon. One might be to save some money. So here's my advice to help you out. Don't keep overpaying for your home security monitoring service. Get secure with Ackerman Security. They can protect your home and family with reliable, certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Plus, it's real easy to make the switch and save. Ackerman can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring starting at that great price of $19.95 a month. Now listen to this special offer, valid for December only. Receive up to 6 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman. That's double the normal incentive, all to help you save money in the new year and get protected. Call Ackerman Security now at 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Do you have sleep apnea? Did you get a CPAP machine using insurance? If so, brace yourself for some bad news. Your CPAP shop gets the same amount of money from your insurance no matter what CPAP they give you. That means they can sell you the most basic machine and charge you way, way too much. But get this. There's a secret your CPAP provider doesn't want you to know. You can get a brand name ResMed or Philips Respironics CPAP machine for far less than your copay and deductible. How? By calling CPAP.com at 1-800-600-8710. CPAP.com is changing the way people treat sleep apnea. No red tape, no sky-high insurance prices. We've shipped over 1 million orders to people who want comfortable, effective sleep apnea equipment at a better price than insurance. See for yourself with a special radio offer. Get a new ResMed or Philips Respironics CPAP machine at an incredibly low price with free next-day air shipping. Call 1-800-600-8710. That's 1-800-600-8710.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bethesda, police tell me that they've cleared the crash on Bradley Boulevard just north of River Road, but the crews are still out there now trying to repair the utility pole that came down and the wire, so Bradley Boulevard still shut down just north of River Road. This is outside of the Capitol Beltway. Speaking of, the Beltway looks good. Beltway near 66 each direction had the overnight road work on that ramp, inner loop to go west on 66. They've reopened that ramp, so you still see some of the crews out there. You might see some flashing lights, a little distraction. No problems as we head 50 through Annapolis Bowie. Inside the Beltway, quiet. DC 295, keep alert for the work crews northbound at Benning Road. They take away one lane without any delay this early on. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad now for the middle of the week. As we head on in through the latter part of the week, temperatures will hold right in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. 48 today with clouds and sun. Tomorrow, clouds and sun near 51. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 degrees, 526 WMAL. Larry O'Connor here, Scotty Nell Hughes there, sitting in for Brian Wilson. Talking about this new study that shows that if you're unfriended on Facebook by someone over politics, it's more likely than not that the person doing the unfriending is a Democrat woman. Wonder why. Matthew in Falls Church, you're on WMAL. Go, Matthew.
It kind of reminds me of the story in the Bible about the two women that come before King Solomon. One woman's baby died. Well, we have a liberal whose baby died. She did not win the election. And so it's brought before, and there's an argument, and King Solomon says, well, let's cut the baby in half. You have a conservative that says, let's reach across the aisle, let's let the baby live. And the liberal woman says, no, kill the baby, cut it in half, let the whole democracy die. And that's what we got.
Scotty, you're a biblical scholar.
Yeah, so he's right, and Solomon involved. But I think it also comes down to men can fight each other and afterwards go have a beer and they're fine. Women, we don't. We just hold on to it. We hold on to it and we just cling bitterly to that anger.
Yeah.
Yeah, until we go shoe shopping together and that's fine.
The shoe shopping. See, that's how we come back. Over Ivanka's shoes.
Which I'm wearing today.
Yeah, are those Ivanka shoes?
Yes.
I will have to tweet that out a little later. It's 527 on WMAO.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts January 9th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Coming up on WMAO, another lively conversation, this one involving sports. Is technology ruining sports right now? When you watch a game, is it enhanced and better because you can actually see the accurate call on replay and the refs stop the game to get the call right, or is it actually ruining the game? We'll debate it after this.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. Accumulus Station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The death toll is now 29 after explosions tore through a fireworks market near Mexico City.
The blasts leaving dozens of people dead and scores more injured. The town of Tultepec is known for its pyrotechnics industry, and the popular San Pablito market would have been very crowded heading into the holidays, leaving loved ones of those missing fearing the worst. In addition to victims treated at area hospitals, three minors were expected to be transferred to a hospital in Galveston, Texas for extreme burns. I'm Reed Binion.
In Berlin, authorities may be getting closer to capturing a suspect in the truck attack on Christmas shoppers.
There's a head of one of the police unions is doing the rounds on local media saying they're very close to finding the next suspect. And the police are being very tight-lipped at this moment, but certainly, as far as the police union is concerned, he's very confident that an arrest will be made relatively soon. So people very focused on that, of course, because there's a terrorist at large in Berlin, potentially, and maybe further afield.
Correspondent Max Foster. President-elect Donald Trump has more meetings on his schedule today in Palm Beach, Florida, as he finishes up naming a cabinet.
He still has two members of his cabinet yet to fill, the Veterans Administration Secretary, as well as the Agriculture Secretary. Other key posts in the White House as well, White House Press Secretary, some other advisors, could come this week.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. D.C.'s population is now the highest it's been since the 1970s. City officials say the city is now home to 681,000 people. Over 10,000 new residents moved to D.C. between July of 2015 and July of 2016. And some Virginia House Republicans plan to try and tighten the state's welfare system. They say they'll introduce legislation in Richmond next month to impose stricter work requirements, set earlier cutoff dates for long-term recipients, and add new restrictions on EBT cards. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,975, the NASDAQ at 5484. Sports, college basketball wins for Maryland and Virginia Tech. The Wizards take on the Bulls in Chicago tonight. The Caps are in Philadelphia. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-400-4413. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-4413. Again, that's 1-800-400-4413.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, weightlifters, you know what vascularity is? If not, don't bother listening to this incredible offer. Because Volcano from Force Factor is only for lifters who are serious about achieving shirt-ripping vascularity, where maximum muscle meets minimum body fat to make your veins explode. If you're ready to build legendary muscle and experience an unreal pump in the gym, we're going to give you a complimentary bottle of Volcano. Get yours before it's too late by texting PUMP to 321-321. Volcano is the professional-grade pre-workout nitric oxide-boosting supplement GNC struggles to keep in stock. World-class bodybuilders call it the secret to ultimate vascularity because Volcano delivers energy, power, intensity, and endurance to give you better drive and performance and faster recovery. Plus, a serious increase in lean muscle mass, size, strength, and definition guaranteed. If you're ready to build serious muscle with roadmap vascularity, get your complimentary bottle of Volcano by texting PUMP to 321-321. Hurry, that's PUMP to 321-321.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys. A partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have problems on the Maryland Beltway. So if you're heading, say, from College Park and over toward 270, this is your stretch on the outer loop after Connecticut Avenue before you get to the exit for 270. Looks like you're going to lose two right lanes with this crash and see a lot of response at the scene. So if you're heading that stretch, you want to stay to the left to get by. And I'm looking at delays now that begin coming around the curve after George Avenue before you get to Connecticut Avenue. Now, prior to that, you're completely up at speed, so keep alert if you're leaving Silver Spring now and heading over past Connecticut Avenue. On 95, on 29, BW Parkway, everyone pushing down to the Beltway. So far, so good. 270, a little bit of volume with us. Also, Bethesda, we have an incident that took down a utility pole and wires on Bradley Boulevard. This is outside of the Beltway, just north of River Road. Bradley Boulevard closed in each direction as they try to repair the utility pole and the wires. Watch for work crews, please. DC 295 northbound as you come up to Benning Road, taking away one lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushing a few clouds this morning. We'll mix clear sky in at times through the morning and this afternoon. Let's go with a cloud-sun mix and 48, which is just a few degrees above normal. Tonight we'll go back to 35, a little milder. Then a little milder on Thursday, partly cloudy, 51. Some clouds Friday, highs in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 18 in Warrenton, 27 in Bethesda, 27 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It's 537. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up 635, we're going to check in with the American Petroleum Institute on Obama banning lots of oil drilling in his final days as president. 7:05, we're going to talk about the Uber fight in Maryland and whether drivers should be fingerprinted or not. We've got a guest who says, hell no. At 7:35, Jake Wallace-Simmons of the Daily Mail will be checking in direct from Berlin on the manhunt for that terrorist. And at 8:05, we're going to check in with the Fiscal Policy Institute here in D.C. about the new Paid Family Leave Act that got signed into law yesterday. I'm Larry O'Connor. Scotty Nell Hughes is sitting in for a vacationing Brian Wilson.
And guess what? It only gets better from here, Larry.
Oh, is that a promise?
A promise.
Scotty, we are just a few days away from Christmas Eve. That means that basically for the next 3 weeks, there's going to be a whole lot of sports out there, and people are going to be glued to their televisions watching. And I've got a simple question for you. Has technology, has instant replay, have the NCAA, NFL, and Major League Baseball and NBA's reliance on instant replay to make the calls and make sure they get the calls right, has it improved the sport or has it harmed the sport? Do you actually hate watching sports right now because of all that technology, because they go under the hood and check the play out? Do you not enjoy watching these sports, or do you think that it's better that the refs get it right, even if it means stopping the game for 20 minutes so they can review a play? Is technology helping or harming the sport? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Real fast, I'll tell you where I stand, and then we'll hear from you. I want it right. There is nothing worse as a sports fan from sitting there, seeing that your team just got robbed. Everyone in the world can see your team got robbed, except the one guy who can make the call, either the umpire or the referee, for one reason or another, won't look at the replay and get the call right. I hate that. It's horrible, and that hurts the sport much more than a delay so that you can check the replay.
You're wrong. Because here's the deal. It might make it a cleaner sport, but does that actually encourage engagement and watching the sport? Part of the reason why people go to sports bars, why they have people over to their house watch, even live watching it on the venue there, is that you can debate it. You can have the conversation. You are engaged and you're a part of the game. When you have it so clear cut, yes, no, black and white, there's no conversation. There's no engagement. The argument, the memories are not made. People are like, eh, I'm not going to watch it next time. I'll catch the highlight reel.
There's still an argument that memories are made, but it's about the actual game, the sports, instead of the ref. I don't want the ref to be part of the conversation. And by, there is somebody of note in the sports world who agrees with you. This conversation is inspired by an exchange that happened on HBO's Real Sports. Bryant Gumbel, former sports commentator, and then he moved to the Today Show, and he's all about sports, this guy. He's been watching and participating as a commentator for decades. He thinks technology, well, I'll let him tell you.
In my humble opinion, technology is ruining sports viewing. You talked about the NFL starting to tank. Part of that is a technological problem. Part of that is they stop every 2 seconds for a replay. Part of that is they go under the hood for a review.
So I can't argue with you there. It's insane. Get rid of the NFL.
You can hear that they started getting engaged in this roundtable, and he went on, especially when it comes to baseball.
The important thing to me is not getting it right. The important thing to me is preserving the integrity of sports. That it is sports.
How do you
maintain the integrity of sport by having somebody call it?
Because Bernie, there are three teams in the field. There's the home team, the visiting team, the umpiring team. They all make mistakes. The job is to move past the mistake and overcome it.
Sean in Woodbridge, you're first up on WMAL. Technology and how it affects the sports that we watch and enjoy. Is it helping or is it hurting?
Oh, it's hurting. It slows the game down when you got to stop for instant replays. And we're at the point where why even have refs? I mean, in football, you could just have lasers on the sidelines, so if someone goes out of bounds, it automatically triggers it. But I think the reason all this happening right now is because you've got so many armchair generals at home just sitting around watching. And as soon as they see something wrong, they're going to call in on the networks and say, "Hey, look, I just caught something." It happens in golf all the time, and it's horrendous.
Point me. Thank you, Sean. I agree with you.
But just because he agrees with you doesn't mean that both of you are right. I listen, when he says...
You've got no one agreeing with you right now.
When he says, should we get the referees off the field and just put a laser out there so we can see if the ball crosses the plane? I say yes. Well, absolutely. Do you know why we didn't use lasers when football was first invented and we only had referees who could their eyeball whether the ball made to 10 yards for a first down or crossed the plane of the end zone? Do you know why? Because we didn't have lasers. If we did, they would have employed them back then. Bryant Gumbel went out. Well, listen, here's Bryant Gumbel making some more points.
You know what? It's sports. It's supposed to be a game. That's what it is. It's not a technological experiment. Okay. It's a game.
And he went on to say, what do you want to do? Put a little computer chip in the cleats of every baseball player so you can tell if he reaches the bag before the ball gets there? And I say, yes! Yes! Let's get it right. Let's get the call right.
Listen, I'm embracing technology. One of the hottest gifts this year, and I was shocked by it, is actually a soccer ball that has a computer chip in it, that has a computer chip in your shoe, that when you kick it and practice it, they will be able to put it on a computer and analyze your kick. I love technology in sports. However, there's a difference between having a clean-cut game and actually having an audience involved in it. If the audience is not involved, then they're not going to watch. They're not going to be a loyal. It's the same thing in politics. It's the same thing in education. You have to involve, engage. And it's so clean-cut,
you don't
have the conversation.
No, but the conversation is about the game instead of about the ref.
But that's the problem. Having that sort of controversy, having that villain,
good.
Having the ref be the villain. We've got to have a villain in today's society.
What about accuracy?
But accuracy, like I said,
we'll have
a
villain. We've still got Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. There's always going to be a villain.
Well, that is true. And but sometimes you don't play them all the time.
And can we agree on this? The Dallas Cowboys are just the worst possible franchise in the history of sports.
They were obnoxious when they were not winning. Now they are even more obnoxious now that they are.
Thank you. See, that we can agree on. It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. U.S. and coalition military forces have continued to strike the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terrorists in Syria and Iraq.
The strikes were conducted as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the operation to eliminate the ISIL terrorist group and the threats they pose. Details of the latest strikes, the results of which are based on initial reports, can be found by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for muscle cars, moon pies, and moon landings. For election days and superheroes. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. So if you're active duty, guard, reserve, or retired, you could qualify for a military discount on your car insurance. We've been helping military families save for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much GEICO's military discounts on car insurance could save you. Go to GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
5:45, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is calling balls and strikes there at the Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You know, we all have our routines.
Yes.
And some people, if you get in the car and you have a place that you like to go to get your morning coffee, if you get off the Beltway near Maryland, say 270 coming up around from the Outer Loop, rethink this stop, because you have an unusual backup here. We are jammed heading around before George Avenue now to the crash at 270, and that allows only, looks like they're trying to allow two left lanes to get by, but an overturned car is involved in this, so a lot going on early Maryland Beltway. So heading from College Park to 270, start planning for a little extra time. Another hot spot's going to be getting into town on 50. This will be inside the Beltway. Right as you come up to that decision point, to either head on inbound New York Avenue or to make that exit to go south on DC 295. That's the scene of the crash, thus the delays on 50. And Virginia, heading in past 50, speaking of 50, this is the Virginia side. Between 50 and 123, accident takes away the left lane. And guess what? 395, nothing. I got nothing for you. You're wide open from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good travel weather over the next few days. If you are going to be heading on out early for the Christmas holiday, clouds mix up with sunshine this morning, clouds and sun 48 later. Tonight down to 35 outside the Beltway, colder. A few clouds around at 51 tomorrow. On Friday, a few clouds in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 degrees, 547 on WMAL. Scotty Nell Hughes is sitting in for Brian Wilson, and Scotty here in the District of Columbia. You don't spend a whole lot of time here, so I should give you a quick brush up on the local politics.
Please do.
On the council.
You know, I might be spending more time here lately in the future.
Now, why would you just dangle that out there?
Because I'm in media. That's what we do. We're the ultimate tease. I went from pivoting to teasing.
Okay, but let's just be clear, because there's an imminent job opening here on the morning show, so we should just let everyone know. You're talking about possibly working down on Pennsylvania Avenue, aren't you?
I could work all sorts of places. This is a great place to live.
All right. Fine. You tease it out there and then not give us the payoff. I just want to make sure. All right. Here in the district, we are run by Democrats. There's nothing but a Democrat in every single politician.
Is that why there's so many potholders? Potholders.
Yes. Yes. They all want to make sure they protect their hands when they take the muffins out of the oven. So there are potholders everywhere in the town.
Potholes everywhere in this town.
Two bills yesterday passed and signed, by the way, by the mayor of the District of Columbia, Muriel Bowser. Number one, death with dignity, as they call it. I'm happy that they still put that in quotation marks, because I think there's no dignity in a government allowing somebody to be assisted in losing their life. That's a whole other debate for another time. If you'd like to disagree with me, you may, but they have passed this bill. So patients with if a doctor tells them they have 6 months or less to live, they can request lethal medication from their doctors and they will be able to take their own life here in the District of Columbia. And people feel good about that. So I'm glad they feel good about themselves.
That's very libertarian, I'll be honest with you. I mean,
libertarian is you can kill yourself. not the government and a doctor assisting you in doing it. But libertarians don't need help.
Well, no, they don't need help. But the libertarian, at least from this perspective, is saying, you know, that people around you are not going to be charged with murder because they knew you were going to do it, or assessing murder or any of that. So,
not knew you were going to do it. This is helping you do it. This is a doctor who is supposed to be there to provide life and provide life-giving service, actually giving you the means to kill yourself. That's not just, oh, I knew about it. That's actually participating in the death. That's not libertarian.
I think it's libertarian.
You want to throw down on this?
I do. I really do. No, I really don't. Not at this hour of the morning. But no, this one's a controversial one, and it's a hard one. If you've ever watched somebody die and go through the pain of cancer, sometimes you just want to have them. So, like I said, I think this actually is very libertarian. It's putting the power back in the patient's hands.
If you were going through that horrible situation and somebody is dying of cancer or some other horrible disease, many people like to take time off and be with their loved one. And that leads us to the second bill that was passed yesterday and will now become law in the District of Columbia unless Congress intervenes, and that is the D.C. Paid Family Leave Act. If it's a death or illness in the family, or if it is a pregnancy, you will now, according to the Universal Paid Leave Amendment Act of 2015, well, that's interesting that they're just now getting around to passing it here in the last days of 2016. They have now made it 8 weeks of paid leave. You will receive 8 weeks of paid leave. It also allows 6 weeks to care for a sick family member. So 8 weeks if you have a birth or adoption of a child, 6 weeks to take care of a sick family member. And, of course, that will be paid for with taxes, $250 million in new taxes, in fact. And, of course, most of it will benefit residents of Maryland and Virginia, who work in the District of Columbia.
Once again, this is a tough one because, I mean, if you've ever taken care of someone, it's very hard to keep your job. At the same time, taxpayers being responsible for it, and 8 weeks is a lot. And I was one of those. My second child, I was back to work after 3 weeks because I couldn't take off that at a reduced rate. So
A
lot of people have to make those choices.
Well, listen, the argument that the council made is that this is going to be great for employers.
I just fear the repercussions that benefits are going to be cut from employers that are offering great benefits now.
That's Yvette Alexander, who says, listen, employers are going to start cutting their benefits that they give employees right now because they're going to be paying such higher payroll taxes.
D.C. has a lot of problems. Employment is not one of them. In fact, it should be reduced.
Councilmember May.
The consolation prize of this new tax is that 2/3 of the benefit will go to Virginia and Maryland residents.
Yep. The question, and I should just amend this right now, this was passed 9-4 by the council. Mayor Bowser has said that she's not going to sign it, so it'll be interesting to see if she... Now, that doesn't mean she's going to veto it, so we'll keep an eye on it. Here comes Rush Limbaugh.
Last week, Obama sat down with an NPR host. His exit interview was aired this past Monday. He had some remarkable advice for Trump to avoid using executive orders. Obama says he really preferred to work with Congress to get legislation passed. He claims to have bent over backwards to find compromise with the Republicans after he lost Democrat majorities in the House and Senate. But on big issues like immigration, those dastardly Republicans, they wouldn't cooperate. So he was forced to use executive orders. Well, that's fake news, folks. That's fake history. Obama did have a Democrat majority for his first 2 years. Republicans were powerless. They couldn't have stopped him no matter what he wanted to do if it was immigration. But Obama's priority was not immigration then. It was Obamacare. He and the Democrats shoved it down our throats without a single Republican vote. That was why the Democrats lost control of the House and Senate. After the 2010 midterm loss with Republicans in charge of Congress, Obama never bent over backwards to work with them. He told him to stop listening to me. He told him he had a pen and a phone, that he'd use executive orders to bypass him. And he did just that. He consistently ignored constitutional limits on his executive power, and the Republicans rarely found the spine to challenge him. And Obama was counting on Hillary to keep his executive orders in place. Well, now he can't because she lost, so he's going to count on himself trying to stop Trump from unraveling his agenda. You ain't seen nothing yet. Keep a sharp eye. I will be.
Rush, noon to 3. Psst. Listen to me. Now.
on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Yahoo announced yet another data breach compromising 1 billion user accounts from 2013. That's 1 billion. That's the largest data breach in history. Stolen info included email addresses, phone numbers, birth dates, and passwords, all of which can be used for identity theft. Passwords can be used to access other accounts, and the information in your email account could include sensitive personal information that a thief can use to piece together your identity. But once you are a LifeLock member, if you become a victim of identity theft, their U.S.-based team will work to resolve your case and put you all back together. Now, folks, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but nobody's better than LifeLock. Join now. You'll get a special 15% discount. Just call or visit LifeLock.com and use promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15, 15% discount. You can call them 800-440-4833 until December 31st.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Well, if you're like me and Scotty, you're still debating this D.C. Family Leave Act and the Death with Dignity Act. At 8:05, Ed Lazare of the Fiscal Policy Institute in D.C. will be here to talk about the Family Leave Act. We'll get more details from him. Right now, it's 5:55, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fines, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're a little bit busy out on the roads, but the good news, Virginia on 66, the crash eastbound between 50 and 123, that's been completely cleared. So the pace is getting a little bit better there. Unfortunately, Virginia, we have a crash right at the inbound 14th Street Bridge. If you're coming off of northbound 395, and it looks like one of the cars into the guardrail, one on the right shoulder, but essentially just one right lane gets by. So if you're coming out of Shirlington up ahead, you'll hit those brake lights and pretty hard here, right near the Pentagon to cross the 14th Street Bridge. Stay far right to get by. Top side of the Maryland Beltway had a car overturned when there wasn't any traffic. On the outer loop before you get to 270, takes away the right half of the Beltway. Your delays almost back continuous here from New Hampshire Avenue and a solid lineup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad now for the middle of the week. As we head on in through the latter part of the week, temperatures will hold right in the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. 48 today with clouds and sun. Tomorrow, clouds and sun near 51. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 degrees at 5:57.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. We'll be making New Year's resolutions very soon. One might be to save some money. So here's my advice to help you out. Don't keep overpaying for your home security monitoring service. Get secure with Ackerman Security. They can protect your home and family with reliable, certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Plus, it's real easy to make the switch and save. Ackerman can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring starting at that great price of $19.95 a month. Now listen to this special offer, valid for December only. Receive up to 6 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman. That's double the normal incentive, all to help you save money in the new year and get protected. Call Ackerman Security now at 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Ascent Audiology specializes in helping patients with hearing loss and tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, I'm Dr. Ann Sola, Chief Audiologist at Ascent Audiology. We're staffed with expert hearing doctors, have 7 metro locations, and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Meet Jane, one of our patients.
My original hearing devices I hated. They itched, they fell out, the batteries were driving me crazy because they were so teeny tiny and hard to deal with. But the new ones, oh my God, they are fantastic. They open up a whole new world. Just everything sounds beautiful. Go to Ascent Audiology.
Right now, we're offering a limited time special with hearing aids starting at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Schedule your free consultation. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Coming up on WMAL, President Obama used his pen to ban oil drilling in lots of American territory. We'll talk to a man from the American Petroleum Institute about that. Plus, a woman is getting a